The story is told of a little girl and her mother who stopped to look at the nativity scene at their church. The mother explained that the three kings were offering their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The little girl turned to her mom and thoughtfully asked, "Why didn't they bring him a bed?" Thoughtful and practical. That's the aim of this Immigration Sunday. In a meditation on today's gospel, philosopher Soren Kierkegaard points out the difference between the Magi's reaction to the newborn king and that of the scribes. The wise men, with only a rumor to go by, left their homes to make the long journey. The scribes, on the other hand, were quite literally unmoved by the birth of the Savior. Even with their knowledge, they stayed put in Jerusalem. Are we not at times like those scribes? We've known the incarnation story for as long as we've been alive. But how many Christmases have moved us? Throughout this Christmas season, Pope Francis and our American bishops have called us to action on behalf of immigrants and refugees. In addition to today's observance of Immigration Sunday in the dioceses of Minnesota, today marks the beginning of Immigration Week in dioceses throughout the country. And next Sunday, the Worldwide Church will observe the 104th World Day of Migrants and Refugees. Our church leaders are urging us and urging world leaders to get to know the immigrants among us, to assist those who live in fear of their families being separated through detention or deportation, to help create an immigration system that works and give the undocumented and displaced a path to residency and citizenship. If you are an undocumented immigrant or refugee, the rest of us need to hear your story and know your needs. If you are documented, it is imperative that we all work together to achieve just laws for those who currently do not have a way to regularize their status. How many immigrant stories will we hear before we are moved to do something on their behalf? Share the Journey is the name of the church's two-year campaign to support the immigrant and the refugee. This effort is intended to be spiritual and practical. The Pope and our U.S. bishops are asking us to pray and reflect and use the awareness that we gain to take action both personally and publicly. Like the Magi, we're called to make the long journey. Those wise men didn't wait for Christ to come to them. They went out to him. While we don't have gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to offer our immigrant brothers and sisters, we do have something the Magi also offered to Christ, the gift of encounter. We are called to share the journey with those around us, recognizing that unless we are among the native people of our nation, we are all immigrants. As immigrants, we must leave our homes, our places of comfort, our comfort zones, and go to those places where we ourselves may feel dislocated, to the margins and with the marginalized. There, in our encounter with one another, sharing the journey, we will encounter the immigrant Christ. To meet that immigrant Christ and meet the immigrant can be an epiphany, a revelation, an awakening. You can't go back to before, after an epiphany. And we have so much more than a rumor to go by.